Chapter 58. The second bedroom didn't have a bathroom, so Tim padded out into the hallway naked. As he reached the bathroom door, the door to the main bedroom opened. It was Eric. The American grinned when he saw Tim.
"Going well, is it?" he said.
He closed the door behind him. Tim shook his head in disgust. Eric held up his hands.
"Hey, sorry, didn't mean to offend you. It's just, I'm not surprised. You can see from the way she looks at you that she's got the hots for you."
"Sally and I go back a long way," said Tim.
"She's cute and as hard as nails. I imagine she'd be tough to handle."
"A fucking nightmare," agreed Tim. "But she's worth it." He turned to face Eric, totally unfazed by the fact that he was naked. He spent enough time in men's changing rooms not to be embarrassed by his body. Truth be told, after months of hard training in the gym, he was pretty darn proud of his physique.
"How do you think this is going to play out?" he asked. "With Flores, we're on the home stretch. I don't see any problems."
"You think we're safe here?"
"Don't you? They had no problems attacking the house in Hampstead. I'm sure they'd do the same if they knew we were here."
"I don't know about that," said Tim. "The Hampstead house was detached and not overlooked. Easy enough to mount an attack. This is Notting Hill. It's busier, and we're in a flat that can't be accessed from the rear. The only way in is through the main door, up the stairs, and through the front door. It's as close to impregnable as you can get, and as soon as any shots were fired, people would be calling the police.
I'm fairly sure we weren't followed, and if we were, they would have attacked us when we got out of the vehicles."
Eric shrugged. "I think we're okay."
"Sally was right when she said we should call in armed cops," said Tim.
"We could form a convoy with ARVs front and back, and even if they did know where we were, they wouldn't dare come near us."
"How do you think they found us at the supposed safe house?"
asked Eric. Tim shrugged.
"I don't know."
"There had to have been a leak, presumably within MI5. That's how Martinez works. He bribes or coerces people within law enforcement to work for him. Police, the judiciary, the intelligence services. His cartel is worth billions, so money is no object. And if money doesn't work, the threat of violence usually will. It takes someone very brave or very foolhardy to stand up to them."
"You're saying the cartel will have British cops on their payroll?"
"Almost certainly, yes. So you can see why I'd be reluctant to ask them for help."
"What about people you can trust? Getting more DEA agents?"
"You're looking at our full strength out of the embassy," said Eric. "Three of my men died in the attack. The three of us is all that's left. There'll be more men on the plane, but that isn't much use to us." He shrugged. "We'll be okay, Tim."
"I hope so."
Tim went into the bathroom and closed the door. He stared at his reflection. Most Americans he had met were imbued with a confidence that everything would work out for the best, that the prize belonged to the strong, and that good old American ingenuity would overcome all obstacles. He just hoped that in this case, that confidence wasn't misplaced. He stepped into the shower, turned it on full blast, and closed his eyes as he let the water play over his body.